Nothing is not really spread of that problem.
Oh,
There's
I'm gonna
something
go water.
spread
There's
in the
gonna go
distance.
water.
Just cold. Oh,
Okay, let's go.
which
Vishamdu
one? My chair.
Again, we mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So, what does he say here? In the Sagada Visham, now, what Rama's bezet is Asher Yishle to Adam Ba'adam Lera'alish, or Hashem you call him. That Sipur is going to be constant back and forth. Basically, this is still part of the Shem after Chasili Yisrael that the Brisman of Bissarim was Amdalanu. And it's also a whole concept of Lamala Minateva. As we know, again, our Kiyum is only in the world of Lamala Minateva, right? In in what's it called? In Teva, we have no kiyum. We only have a kiyum in Lamala Minateva. Since we only have a kiyum in Lamala Minateva, so the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that we will exist in Lamala Minateva was Sham Dalav Hussein, because again, not only we can't exist within Teva because we wouldn't have been born, we also would have been destroyed by now. Which is what the Goyin says here. He says, Pirish, Haftocha shehivtiach la'av Yisenu, shehiyeh imanu, hi amda yeah, it's an interesting diak here, bro. There's in Kriya Shema, before Shema, in the morning we say Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu, a great Ahava you love us. But in Ma'ariv we say Ahavas Olam. Why don't we say Ahava Rabba also? So he says there's a very big difference between Ahava Rabba and Ahavas Olam. Ahava Rabba means a great love. Ahavas Olam means an eternal love. So what's the chiluk? Says the nighttime represents the galus, Ma'ariv, Tefillah of Ma'ariv, is Yaakov Avinu, is the Av that went to galus, and that is nighttime Ma'ariv Avos Olam, and Shacharis, which is morning, we say Avos Olam. That represents Geula. So when it comes to the Geula, what midah does Hashem represent displaying for us? Ahava Rabba is displaying an unbelievable Ahava to us. So we say Avarabba. But in the night, in the Golos, what's the Ava that is expressing to us? It's not an Avarabba. If it would be Avarabba, we would have a Gula by now. So what's the Ahava? It's the Ahava that we're still around altogether. And
Is it greater Ahava, but it's just hidden?
no, it's not greater.
This oil is eternal.
No, I know it's eternal, but what's the point of
We
eternality?
are eternal.
Right. The point of eternal means is that the reason you have the Ahava is because it's an eternal Ahava, so you're never gonna let us become destroyed in the Golos. But you didn't goel us either yet. You're just surviving us in the Golos.
It's hidden.
So it's an Ahava, but it's an Ahavas Olam, it's not an Ahava Rabba. Different Ahava. So Mamela that's the two midas Hashem has. He has the midah of Ava Rabba, which is to be goyalas, and that's by day, and the midah of Avas Olam, which is the midah to sustain us in the galus, because he loves us eternally and he's never going to let us go. Again, but that whole knach is that this kiyum, this way we live, this you saw it, Kfizer lives forever. That's the Hishandalavisenu. That's the concept.
Where do we mention the Avtacha that he's saying? So he is referring to that.
Baruch Shem after Chasid Yisrael. So he's going back on that. Baruch Shem after Chasid Yisrael, Baruch Hu, he said yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishuk is the Chetz, and he ended up giving the land to Avram Avinu. The that Avtacha that he will maintain us forever, Shem Delav Yisrael. All right? Oh, here's that going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No wonder. Yesterday I was looking for it under the other paragraph. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch. What?
Yeah.
I was looking at it in Baruch Shem after Chasei Sosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Tzakeitz. But the Gra about HaKadosh Baruch was here. V'yishamda. Lo'lech HaBavara Malachah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzim. So let's see the Gra. Zakta Gra appears. Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Al Shem. Klol Yis Hashgachos Yis Baruch. It's referring to the Hashgacha of Hashem. Shem Bebeiz Bechinois. There's two oifanim of his Hashgacha. Chasodim uGvurais. Vakadosh Nikra Ba'asoisoi Din Ba'olam. Oz Niskadesh Shmoi Ba'olam. Umisyaren Mimenu. V'yedu Kulam Shu Mufrash Mikolv. Hakadosh Kedusha always refers to Parush. Kedusha refers to something separate. Kedusha refers to something which is from the outside. So that's Din. I'm judging you. So the midah of Kadosh refers to the midah of Din. Okay. Ubaruch hu nikra al chesed. Asher gavra boilam. Va'idezen is borich b'fi kol. Through chesed, people give Hashem. He's a, right? So through Din, people see the power of Hashem. That's the Kedusha. Through chesed, people see the love of Hashem, so they give him blessings. So that's baruch. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is when the midah of Din and Chesed come together. That's what he's saying. V'zehu Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh al Gvura Asher Hu Oiseh, Baruch al Toivos Asher Hu Oiseh. V'omer Baruch Hu Shechaz Doi Gonos V'Nelam, Rak Al Yidei Gvuris Nizgal Lektas Mechaz Doi. V'lchein Amar Tchila Kadosh V'achar Kach Baruch Hu. Zehu Shomer V'zgadalti V'zgadashti. So what does it have to do now that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu Miyanam? Right? It says every generation, people are starting up against us. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu Miyanam. So he says words here, the Gra. Says, V'zeo Shomar Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki'ilu Beiz Bechinus Matzilenu, Mi Beiz Yadayim, Yamin Usmoil. Is the Bechin of Yamin attacking us? And there's the Bechin of Smol attacking us. So what that means is that just into a minute. Yamin is the side that's always like giving, right? The stronger side. And the Smol is the side that controls the Yamin. So like, back off. But the Smol doesn't do anything. It's just position. So the Yamin is the Tzad Mashpia, is the Chesed. And the small is the side of Gvura, the side that holds back. Gvura is always holding back the Chesed. So it's perfectly aligned into Tiferes. So there's Chesed on the right. In the Umais HaOlam, the Groh says many times that the two main Umais are Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael is on the right, Esav is on the left. Yishmael is the Kerech of Chesed. It's distorted Chesed. And Esav is distorted Din. So, Mamela, the challenge of Yishmael that we face from Yishmael is the challenge from the right. The challenge that we face from Esav is the challenge of Esav's a Mazik, Esav's son is Yaakov, Esav is a Shar, right? The Shar overpowers the Chamor, is Chumria is different. That's Yishmael. Not a shore that comes in gores. So Memele is saying is that Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyanam, the power of Kadosh Baruch Hu to limit the chesed of Yishmael, to limit the gvura of Esav through a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu Miyanam of both sides of the enemies. No matter which side the enemy is coming from, the Yamin or the small. That's where the chesed and the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzil us from both. That's what the Gemara is saying here, I think. The Shomar Kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ilu Be'ez Bechinus Matzilin Miyadam Mi'Be'ez Yadayim Yemin Usmo. That's what someone needs. So the Umayis HaOlam attack us on both sides. So you need the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Mushlam and has everything in him. Right? So whenever we say, why Elena do you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You say, Melch Machi HaMachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Noit HaShemayim V'yosin Aret. So Moshe V'yikar V'shemayim Shulet M'gavim Me'hu L'kinu Einoit. When you're talking about the midah of Ein Oid, I mean, it's both sides, everything is a kosher bar.
But the shittim is what we said by Elaine, that the first three psukim, each one, the repetition,
back and forth,
Eisav
and Yishmael, right? Eisav back and forth, both sides, and that's the kodesh bar. Well, yeah, shittim's very nice. Come here, I've been told to do this. It's a nice ganesh. It's good,
yeah.
Stuff. Okay, everybody said, we'll hold it for until next week. We got to Vishamda, and now, according to the Rambam, is where the Haggadah starts.
Are we going
to say Omad? So we'll see.
When's the next time we'll find the next